Hi, this is the dictation for Cassandra Hall, CossandraHall. Cassandra Hall, date of birth is 12/17/1966, date of accident 3/16/2022, date of service is 3/14/2023. The patient Cassandra Hall arrived and she was last seen on 1/10/2023. Unfortunately, our office was closed in between and we could not see her. So hence her disability, and the physical therapy will continue unabated from the last visit of 1/10/2023. And she is otherwise very compliant and she arrives on time to the office. Currently, she reports her pain is mainly in the neck area and the lower back area. And it shoots down to the right outer part of the leg all the way to the knee, off and on as a severe pain. She does experience some pain in the right knee, and all of these pains are around 7. Patient reports that her ADLs are affected as follows. Sleep and enjoyment of life is affected 10, and the general activity, mood and relationship with other people are affected 8. Walking ability and work is affected 7. Patient does not show any improvement as she ran out of the pain medications and other medications, so she is feeling a lot of pain. In the system review, positive symptoms are vertigo, difficulty sleeping, tension, weakness, and lack of concentration, depression. In the pain and numbness, patient has a stiffness of the in the both shoulders, especially posteriorly across, and neck and the lower back, as well as limited range of motion of both the shoulders. She also feels pins and needles of the right posterior thigh or lateral thigh, and the sciatica, off and on. Pain in the neck and the lower back and shoulders. Difficulty walking is reported. In the GI, no symptoms. In respiratory, asthma and difficulty breathing. Additional issues, patient reports that the pain has remained the same in last 30 days and no changes in medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is narco and substance abuse, none is reported by the patient. And compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 130/89, pulse is 72, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam is same from previous visit, which is 1/10/2023. Dictation number is 0113-053, along with diagnosis. Plan is, we first of all reviewed all the investigation that we have ordered. There is a CT scan of the left wrist, which is showing degenerative changes of the wrist and the hand, and there is no fracture, especially there is no fracture of the scaphoid. And beside that, left shoulder MRI, which was done, shows a subacromio-deltoid bursitis and supraspinatus tendinosus spraying at the superior margin of the glenoid labrum, for which patient has been advised steroid injection besides physical therapy. And in the knee joint, right knee MRI shows fluid in the joint space and spurs grade 2 chondromalacia, focal defect in articular cartilage, and complex tear of the medial meniscus, for which surgical consultation is required, and she is being referred to an orthopedic surgeon. Regarding brain MRI, patient has a positive brain MRI for the neuroquant study, and she has been referred for neurology workup as well as neuropsych therapy and evaluation. Regarding the lumbar spine, patient has a issue with the L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, L5, S1 disc, which are herniated and affecting the ventral thecal sac and the nerve roots. The patient has been advice for all the options in great detail. She has been advised that 4 to 5 shots of dexamethasone mark and epidural injection will help her incredibly in the lower back and also in the shoulder. And as well as in the knee area. Injection treatment can be tried. If it doesn't bring relief, then surgical treatment will be considered in consultation. And patient is advised to continue all the medication. They are as follows. Meloxicam, 15 milligram daily. Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day. Tramadol, 50 milligram twice a day PRN for pain. Wellbutrin XL, 150 milligram once a day for depression. Lyrica, 50 milligram twice a day for pain. Furoscid, 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches. Her meds and labs were reviewed, and the patient is currently in a stable condition. Thank you. If patient gives the consent, we'll provide her the injection treatment. She has been advised on all the options. She'll make up her mind and let us know. Then her appointment will be made for injection treatment. Otherwise, she's going to go continue her therapy, which has been ordered. She'll continue her physical therapy 2 times for the affected area, which is neck and the lower back and the right shoulder, right knee mainly. And she is going to continue stay off work, house work, replacement, and transportation. Help has been ordered as well. Thank you.